safe. From Biden's incomprehensible word choices today, the Kate Daly Show starts now.
Please welcome two-time Golden Globe winner, Jim Carrey.
Thank you. I am two-time Golden Globe winner, Jim Carrey. You know, when I go to sleep at night, I'm not just a guy going to sleep. I'm two-time Golden Globe winner, Jim Carrey, going to get some well-needed shut-eye. And when I dream, I don't just dream any old dream. No, sir. I dream about being three-time Golden Globe winning actor Jim Carrey. Because then I would be enough. It would finally be true. And I could stop this terrible search. For what I know ultimately won't fulfill me. But these are important, these awards. I don't want you to think that just because if you blew up our solar system alone, you wouldn't be able to find us or any of human history with the naked eye. But from our perspective, this is huge.
Oh, how I love that speech. Things that are important, things that aren't. It's kind of the topic of this hour. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello. And speaking of important things,
sorry.
For those of you out there who are cherry lovers, they found two bottles of cherries at Mount Vernon during a project to renovate Mount Vernon.
Uh-huh.
Not just any cherries, mind you. These are plump cherries.
No.
Plump
say
cherries.
Say it isn't true.
Yep. Plump cherries. Two bottles of them.
Wow.
They were. They think that they were of George Washington's private stash.
What?
Yep.
That's amazing.
His private...
That's amazing.
And I got right down on my knees and thank God for archaeologists. Because without them, we wouldn't have known about these wonderful cherries.
That is amazing.
It is.
So when they're not calling him a horrible white man slave owner, we get to find the cherries.
Yes.
Which makes up for all of that. Never talking about actual George Washington and the amazing man that he was, but his cherries.
Well, here's what's really exciting. Amazing. They talked about these bottles of cherries for a good long article and never once mentioned that he didn't lie about chopping down the tree.
Right!
How can that be?
I don't know.
So it's still a liar.
Never corrected that story. So it's amazing the stories that we get into. And the stories that... So you're doing like a five-minute newscast, okay? Not to pick on anyone, USA News. But you're doing a five-minute newscast. Is this the ultimate... like news story that you can find as the country's sort of burning, this is the highlight, the cherries. Does anyone care about the cherries? I just wondered. It is truly amazing to me. Also, as equally as amazing to me, this is more of a local thing, but I just have to, a local Utah story, but I just have to tell you because this goes on a lot, okay, around the country. They actually took on Celeste Molloy, who is our congressman that we got basically installed into office because she's that horrifying, okay? She's a horrible, horrible congresswoman. She's only been in for how many months?
Six.
Okay. She's only been in for a short amount of time, and she was installed because the person left the office who was just as horrible, Chris Stewart. And if you get his books, he's on Glenn Beck a lot, and he's horrifying. His career was horrifying. He had such a low constitution score, as she does too. They ask her to speak as the commencement speaker at my local woke college. They removed the name of Dixie, and then they installed the name of Utah Technical Blobbity Gook. And they actually asked her to speak at a commencement speech, Why? Because she's running for office. So they're helping her get into office is really what they're doing. And I don't know if you guys have the same problem. I mean, the installation of a person into Congress, number one, okay? Horrifying, number two. Excuse ridden, number three. Excuses for everything. Passing, not standing up to FISA, voting on the omnibus bill. You name it, she is the party pick. 100% will do whatever the party says. Not a backbone in her body. Can't stand her. Anyways, they put her in as a commencement speech speaker to help her in her election. How disgusting is that? Is this happening all over? I just have to know.
I'm not sure that it's so disgusting.
I think it's disgusting.
But a good attorney general could charge her with the crime of using government funds to promote her campaign.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Hello. That's what I'm talking about. It's such a network of party, and that we're helping party. And it's so horrifying to me because you can't find somebody with more excuses than her. You can't find somebody more horrific in this seat. But they want to install her for the next election, which is coming up, right? Yeah. This election coming up. And so they're doing everything in their arsenal to do it as a group of people that are honed in on that. I wasn't even going to mention that because it's so localized. But I have to say that I know this is going on in other places. And the party, the party, the party. And the reason they are hijacking the headlines every 5 minutes is to get you to give money to the party. Have faith in the party. The win never means anything. I'm sorry, it doesn't. It's ridiculous. And if you still think so, your head's in the sand. So wake up. But I'm just so tired of this kind of crap, this kind of nonsense, especially Celeste Malloy. What a joke.
Yeah. Well, since you mentioned the party.
Yes.
I just want to say the Republican Party Central Committee.
Uh-huh.
Here's what Wikipedia has to say about Central Committee.
Oh, no.
Central Committee is the common designation of a standing administrative body of communist parties.
Wow.
So we have the Republican Party Central Committee.
And also on top of that, which I love that you just pointed this out. On top of that, you hear five-year plan in every city in America, even mine, because we have horrible bought and paid for mayors. And what they do is they do a five-year plan, and that is the most communistic thing you could put out there. That's what communists are known for, five-year plans. And they all stand there and go, we have a great five-year plan. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, the first time I heard the term five-year plan was when we were studying the Soviet Union in the seventh grade.
So
and that was a while ago.
So true. We have bought and we're so bought and paid for. In my state, we have the weakest, even Burgess Owens, weakest John Curtis, weakest people in office you could ever imagine. They will do whatever the party tells them to do. And right now it is so controlled. The governors are in the Governor Association. They're bought and paid for. We have a really little evil governor. Tucker Carlson outed him and called him the junior bald Gavin Newsom. It's true. And it's going on in every state. And that's why I mentioned it is because they started the drought headlines. Okay. MSN, I kid you not, MSN came out with why this summer may be especially hot in the United States. I'm sorry. It's called summer. It's summer. It's a season. We all go through it. It's always hot. I don't know what else to tell you, but it's always hot in the summertime because it's summer. Because it's hot. Anyway, we're being told this, and now we're going to get this crammed down our ever-loving throats.
I want just one scientist,
just one,
to tell me how hot, exceptionally hot is.
Sorry.
Like if your normal hot is 110, is 111 exceptionally hot, or does it have to go to 113?
Oh, if we hit 102 in the desert, it'll be climate change emergency for the summer. Why? Because the King Fraud-A-Lot administration would like to declare, as we said yesterday, would like to declare a climate emergency, and all the states are poised to do this in their legislation. Go look. We said this yesterday. And what's amazing to me is they got the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to make a comment on this. I'm sorry, what? I know, you heard me right. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, okay, stressed the importance, Uncle Milty, of preparation for the heat called summer as they unveiled unveiling. That's a big deal because you're unveiling the heat forecast guide that will be used across the United States for the first time this year. Get ready, folks, because it's summer. Already used for years in the West, the heat risk forecast will use a color-coded scale, kind of like our ABC scale for wash your hands and social distancing during COVID. Okay, so this coded scale will describe the health risks expected from heat waves over the coming summer. I just had to let you know that they think we're that stupid.
And one of the colors is blue. It means take water with you. Take water with you. Hot day.
Oh my gosh, I would have never done that. If it weren't for the CDC, I would not bring water. I would not wash my hands properly.
I've died of thirst three times in my life.
Right? I mean, it's been insane. I'm dehydrated. I don't know what to do because I'm dehydrated. But the CDC said drink water, and now I know.
Blue.
If government weren't there to help me, I don't know how I would do the simplest tasks.
It's a miracle the human race is even here today.
Just a reminder that 4 years ago, at this time, you were getting hand-washing videos from your mayors, your ridiculous, asinine mayors all over the country. Your governors were teaching you how to go like this. Wash your hands. Wring your hands together with soap inside. I just want you guys to know that I know you wouldn't have lived through the scandemic if you didn't know how to wash your hands properly, because you'd never done that before in your life.
But fortunately, today we can go back to our favorite pastime, picking our nose.
Camera. You know what? It's a sick, sick world out there. We're getting the heat forecast guide. Heat risk. I'm sorry. They actually patented or copyrighted the word heat risk forecast. You're going to get this shoved down your throats like there's no tomorrow. And you're going to have little weirded out, good hair, good teeth forecast analysis on your weather channel trying to explain to you how heat works. I'm just... so grateful. So grateful, aren't you?
I'm glad we can now put the Arctic blast winter behind us.
How did we survive? Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
I love the smell of her sunscreen skin, soaked with the scent of summer incense. She loves to lay out.
Except now we're dying from our summer heat wave. Hasn't even begun yet, and they're on those headlines. Does that just make you want to throw up? It makes me want to throw up. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty, where we just lay it out and tell the truth. Get your stuff backed up with gold and silver. There's no better way to do it. Won't cost you anything. The information's even free. All you have to do is text 989898. Text Birch Gold at 989898. And then text my name, Kate, K-A-T-E, so simple, and get the free information. That's all you're doing. They're just going to send you free information back. And you can look at that vital information and decide whether or not to shore everything you have up with a gold and silver account, physical gold and silver, and then buy your physical gold and silver from them, and they'll ship it right to you, and it's an amazing process. Love those guys. I really do. I love the information that they're giving, too. It's so helpful. It's beyond words. I know you need peace right now. And from all the crazy going on, the made up climate change war coming up, the climate crisis, I should say, the flags flying all over that have the Islamic weirdness. There's a flag flying in my area, canyons of southern Utah is where I'm at, and an 8-point star representing Utah's Native American tribes modified in the final design just to be a Native American hope star, but actually that star also reflects an Islamic star, and I just feel like there's lots of things going on like this across the country. We talked about flags yesterday. You mentioned flags. And the interesting part about that is that you have Islamic flags flying in Minnesota. You've got this 8-point star flying in a lot of different places as they've been changing up the flags. And people don't, maybe not aware that this is a really serious thing, that this is actually a flag denoting Islam. I'm sorry, what? I know you're probably thinking, what in the world? What in the hell? It's true. It's very true.
The point of this to me is that the flag of our sovereign states is as important, if not more important, than the flag of the United States.
Yes.
And yet we're treating it like it can be changed on a whim.
I know.
McKay actually answered my question.
Yeah. I mean, there are all kinds of flags flying everywhere, which is really kind of interesting because of the fact that the flags, the traditional 5-point American star is being erased and replaced with this 8-point Islamic symbol in what some people believe is a threat to national security and a coup. Very interesting. I thought that was interesting. Most people aren't talking about it. I have one, our Utah flag has this weird 8-point star on it. Now they're trying to tell and sell everybody that it's a Native Indian thing. No. This is being incorporated. It's not the 5-point as normal. This is the 8-point. No one's talking about this. Somebody just barely talked about it on Bannon, but nobody else is talking about this. Okay. The American flag with its 50-point star, right? Ranked number one as the most recognizable in the world. Star Spangled Banner isn't just a symbol of American courage. It's what the America represents, freedom. The flag's 50 stars represent the 50 states and 13 stripes represent the original 13 colonies that rebelled against the British crown. First states in the Union. This kind of history is not getting passed down to our kids, and they're going to accept these weirdo flags. The same symbol appears on the Iranian military intelligence, city of Tehran, organization of Turkic states, traditional flag of the Ottoman Empire. Do we really want that in common? Or are we supposed to be set apart as a country built on the principles of freedom? Just asking. What do you think?
I think I'm glad I'm old and have a few years left.
Yep. So Minnesota took this on. Utah, my state, that's why I'm mentioning it. Hutchinson, Kansas, Aberdeen, South Dakota, Kent, Ohio, Norman, Oklahoma, Wheeling, West Virginia, Springfield, Missouri, Reno, Nevada, Pocatello, Idaho. Okay. Also, Albany, New York, Evansville, Indiana, Seattle, Washington, Toledo, Ohio, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Washington State. That's sad. That is really sad. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Have you ever heard someone say, the system's broken? Sure you have. Well, it's not true. America's founders created a brilliant governing system that prevents us from having kings, queens, dictators, and even czars. We the people can replace every elected official in a span of 6 years if we so choose. Here at the John Birch Society, we believe the only way to liberty, prosperity, and national sovereignty is not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adheres to them. The reason we have a ballooning, reckless, and corrupt government is because elected officials aren't following the Constitution. The John Birch Society is principled, coordinated, effective activism. We believe the Constitution is the solution. Join JBS and change America. Visit JBS.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1 to get involved. That's JBS.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. A little funk for you. Hope that helps your Tuesday. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. We've got Uncle Milty here, and actually named the wrong college. I named Dixie State College. It was the Tech. A Tech. Celeste Molloy, Congresswoman, speaking at the Tech. It's another school. It's a part of the Dixie State program, but kind of. Let me just say that it's ridiculous. I don't like it when parties co-opt things like this to get their candidates out there. I don't like it when they use money that's given to them. I don't like it that their picks get the money that people donate. I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm with the founders. I wanted people to originally run for office that would do so on their own merit, not endorsed to the hilt, and just on their own merit and just do it, right? But what's so crazy is that we have a system developed by corporations called the parties, and that they basically shove down our throats who we're supposed to vote for, and their picks. Because why? Because they do the bidding that they're supposed to do. They vote the way they're supposed to. That's why they usually always vote in unison in your state. And it's so pathetic. I hope everybody can see through the two-party system by now. Don't you?
I think it's amazing that so many today actually refuse to debate.
Oh, I know. It is really amazing.
And I think that's the only way they should be allowed to speak publicly is in a debate.
I know. And now we don't have truthful. You don't have any local radio station in America right now that will tell you the truth about the local candidates.
No.
Or what's going on really in every county. They've shut that down. And we know. And they've shut that down. And what's amazing to me is that people aren't fighting for that. They're not fighting to make sure that their local radio station, no matter where it is located, that you don't have truthful shows that will tell you the truth about politicians and tell you the truth about regulations, regulation strangulation. They won't tell you the truth. And we're losing this country because of that. That's what's so pathetic. We're losing this country because of it. We're all taught to look nationally. The shows that are national, talk about national issues, but not locally. And this is why we always talk or bring it home to local, usually, at least once a day, is because we're taught not to. And the only way to save local communities is to have media representation that's honest and truthful. And that's what's so sad, is that you can't find one now in America. Did you guys know that? You can't find it on the air in America. Truthful, solid, where you know there's no agenda radio or TV of any kind. It's all coming down from corporations. That's what makes me so sad. It makes me so sad and so depressed, to tell you the truth.
It makes me angry.
Yeah, it makes me angry too. Yeah, it really does. All right. So we we have to talk about this. Josh Hawley and who else? Well, GOP senators are urging the king to mobilize National Guard to protect the Jewish college students. Now, let me ask you this, because I'll take your calls on this. Why do you think that is? I think you know, right? Why do you think that the GOP senators, our own GOP, would urge the king, King B, to mobilize National Guard to protect Jewish college students on campus? Why do you think this is? What's at the heart of this?
I think it's probably so they can say, look what I can do.
I think it's a little more sinister than that.
Yeah,
I actually think it's to get the National Guard presence everywhere. You have National Guard, right, wanting to be called into subways. You have National Guard now that will be called into for college students, right? I think this is very much a underlining, we're going to get National Guard in so many places, the presence of a military presence. I don't think it has anything to do with the Jewish college students. Because you know what? This is like sledgehammer to a fly, okay? Sledgehammer to a fly. And that's what makes me kind of sick over this, is that I don't think so people are going to go with the headline. They're going to go with, well, we have to protect Jewish college students. Really? Do you? I mean, I don't have anything against Jewish college students. But why are we doing this? Why are we asking for this? That doesn't make sense. And they're saying because of harassment and calls for violence, not exactly any violence. Did you guys notice that? Calls for violence and harassment. What is harassment, though? See, they never, ever prove the case. They just go sledgehammer to fly. And I don't like that. I think it's not right, because the whole article is built on what could happen. So they need to have sledgehammer to a fly kind of solution.
The reason they use the National Guard mm-hmm. is because the Posse Comitatus Act mm-hmm. prevents the military, the federal mm-hmm. military, the specifically the federal military mm-hmm. from being used against American citizens.
Yep.
So the National Guard is not a federal military.
Mm-hmm.
It's controlled by the governor of the state.
They have campus police for a reason. I'm just saying. But no, it's got to be National Guard. You want to weigh in on this, caller?
Yes, several points. First of all, the National Guard, I think it was during FDR, if I remember correctly, mm-hmm. they took over partial control of the state militias. And so right now they're kind of controlled by both, but the bottom line is the feds claim they supersede the Constitution to give them no authority.
Mm-hmm.
This is a movement towards police state, I think. We have, and I think you're very right on this. This is collectivism. We don't talk about individual rights. We talk about a collective. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about a collective, you don't have to, you can violate anybody's individual rights. Mm-hmm. It really ties over to what's going on over in the Gaza Strip right now.
Yep.
What were the two main reasons why America needs to support militarily and financially mm-hmm. the current genocide that's going on? Mm-hmm. Of course, that's not what they called it. One was, there's some hostages. Well, there's a few hostages everywhere, and we don't know if there's any hostages. They've been lying to us about everything. But the other line, this is really important, ties into what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
The line they kept saying is that some people are saying they should abolish Israel, the government should, the genocide should occur. So that's grounds to commit genocide. Tens of thousands have died. Over 15,000 children have been killed and are suffering, right? And others are suffering as well. Because somebody said a country mm-hmm. should be abolished. We have to get back to individual rights. Speech is not grounds to commit mass murder.
Right.
Why the GOP,
the
conspiracy has put the Republicans in front, and the conservatives are telling them they are the ones that should be supporting the genocide.
Yeah.
And they did the same thing with 9/11. They put the Republican president in office to oversee that criminality.
Right.
And the same thing with the vaccines.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Yeah, right on the money. It's also a call to, to the Israel government, a nod to the Israel government. But it's also putting troops everywhere for whatever reason they can think of. And that's the problem here, is that we're getting this onslaught of National Guard has to be called in. That's how dire it is. It's not dire. Okay. And we as a people have to stand up to say, no, do not do that. That's ridiculous at this point. Come on.
You know, there is some good news. Three retired generals co-authored a paper in 2021,
mm-hmm.
And they claim that there's a possibility mm-hmm. that the U.S. military would back a coup after the 2024 election. I hope they meant if Biden wins.
Let's hope. Jeez Louise. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
Are you fed up with where our nation is headed? Here at the John Birch Society, we know how to fix a reckless, corrupt, and out-of-control government. It starts with patriots like you. We believe the only way to liberty and national sovereignty is to not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adhere to them. The Constitution is America's only solution. Join the John Birch Society today. Visit us at jbs.org.
Is the Kate Daly Show.
I've been living like a rolling stone with your knees down in the dirt. I've been howling like an underdog when you fell down to the earth. The first knock is the hardest. The first cut is the worst. But you gotta pick yourself up. Pick yourself up off the dirt and bring it home.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Bring it home. We need to worry about where we live a lot more than we are right now. We really do. Instead of national, we need to worry about your local community. I say that over and over again because there's so many people that won't say it. It's driving me crazy. People go, how do we save our country? How do we get here? What are we doing? It's like, duh. Your local community needs a lot of help because it's getting scavenged. It really is. It's horrifying to me how what's happening. Welcome back. Getting out of credit card debt, lowering your rates. All of the rates are jumping. They'll use any excuse that they can right now. Over $1 trillion. I think it was 1.2 or 1.6. I can't remember. $1 trillion in credit card bills now. Everyone's racking it up. Look, get over to donewithdebt.com. There's a reason I'm telling you that is because there's lots of companies out there, okay? But these guys are actually going to help you. They're the real deal. They're really good and they're private. So you guys, this is a great way to go. I am telling you, just at least jump on top of your rates and have them negotiate better rates for you, okay? You'll love me for this one because it's going to save you a lot of money per month. And then you're not going to be racking up those crazy, crazy bills. By this time next year, are you going to have to claim bankruptcy? What's going on, right? So instead of that and being buried by it, just please reach out to donewithdebt.com. Done, like you're done. Donewithdebt.com. Trust me on this one, okay? You guys are working with them and you're emailing me and I'm getting the best responses from this. I'm serious when I say, please reach out to donewithdebt.com. Also, for supplements, people always ask me, what do I use? ActivateFIQ.com. That's what I use. ActivateFIQ.com. That's where I get my supplements. And my sponsors believe in free speech. Okay? The ones that don't are no longer there. Alrighty then. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. So you can weigh in on what we've talked about. Just a few more things on the National Guard. They're calling for the National Guard again and again and again. We'll do another deep dive on this because we've had more calls for the National Guard everywhere but the border where we're getting infiltrated. Everywhere but the border. Everybody realizes that, right? Mm. We can send money everywhere but the border. Hmm. Yeah. $60 more billion to Ukraine for them to pilfer. Hmm. Hmm. To build into a smart country. Mm-hmm. Yep. That war ends. Israel and Gaza go up probably in May is what we're being told. In May. Gas prices will probably rise in May. And they'll blame it on summer, but you know, it'll be this conjured up war.
Oh, no, it's the travel season.
It's the travel season.
In the heat.
In the heat. Oh, good gravy. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, we the people need to say property destruction, no.
Yeah.
Arson,
right?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Harming innocent people, no.
Mm.
Stealing anything,
yeah.
No.
Thank you.
We don't have to ask anybody. This isn't up for debate. It's we the people. We rule.
Yep.
Just tell them no, and then it's on.
I get it. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Just as a note of interest today that you guys might want to be aware of, Supreme Court denied Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham's lawsuit to ban electronic voting machines. It did so without comment. Why? Because the King regime is going to cheat again in 7 months, and the court system wants to allow the cheating. There's a couple things about this statement. They've always allowed cheating for decades, but okay. And so the system wants to allow cheating because our presidents are installed, every one of them. And here's the thing, to ban, they're never going to ban electronic voting machines. It's their bread and butter. It's the holy water. It's everything. Okay. It's everything. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Colin, just a minute. I got to turn my volume up. I can barely hear.
Okay.
The Florida congresswoman, I think her name is Kat.
Mm-hmm.
That wants to make it a law that you can only wave the American flag in the chamber. It's Republicans like this, all they can think of is let's make a law.
I know.
You know, just take a picture of who's waving the flag, any foreign flag, and plaster it all over the place.
Exactly.
When they're running for re-election.
You're right, 100%.
President Trump should be using that in his campaign ad.
Yep.
Yes.
Even if we did make it a law, if Republicans were able to come together on anything and make it a law, they would never enforce it.
Mm-hmm.
If a Democrat came in there waving any kind of other country flag, Republicans wouldn't enforce a law.
Yep.
They wouldn't say, hey, get out of here. They definitely wouldn't arrest them.
Amen.
So, you know, this stuff, let's make a law. Every time they make a law, no matter how small, we lose another freedom.
Amen.
Yep.
I love your call.
Yep.
You are exactly right, sir. Exactly right. Thank you for that. I really appreciate you calling.
Well, thank you.
You bet. That was, yes, right on the money.
I love the idea about taking the pictures.
I do, too.
And then I would hang one picture at a roofing company making hot tar and one at a pillow company making feather pillows. That's how I would do it.
Oh, gosh. Great suggestions.
Yeah.
Thank you. I would also, every time you see those signs for the local politicians or for the national politicians, and then just put up a sign with an arrow that says, this guy did this, this, and this. I would love to see that. I would love to see a lot of people start reacting and making sure that things are listed and done. And if there's a picture of a congressperson or anybody saluting another flag, holding another flag to this country, and you know where their allegiance is because it's not USA, you need big, bold pictures of that. Why are we not throwing those up on billboards for people to see? Why are we not spending our money on billboards all across America? That's my biggest question. As people drive across the country where we still actually have the ability to do so, why are we not flooding that? Those people with money out there, you want to make a change? Buy billboards all across the country, and I'm telling you, you'll make change. I promise you. But we don't do that. We're not smart. We don't say to ourselves, gee, what could actually work? So we get behind voting, which is all fraudulent now. Ugh. Don't even get me started. Next up, Mel Madison. Stay with us.
Self-reliance. It's not a phrase we hear much in our culture these days. and might conjure up images of pioneers, the West, rifles, strapping men, and strong women. But what does it mean for us in today's world? The New American Magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. This unique edition includes articles on the self-sufficiency of the founders, preparing for a worst-case scenario, firearms, financial self-reliance, the importance of community, and many other topics by expert writers. Now, for a limited time, the New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. A great stocking stuffer, available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.
Safe from Biden's incomprehensible word choices today. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The great dictators and tyrants of the world have always dreamed of taking over the world, but everyone tried it the wrong way. And everyone has discovered that military will not work. You cannot police and militarize enough to take over the world. So the Illuminati in 1776 developed a whole new concept of how to pull this project off. Instead of trying to force people into a new order or a totalitarian dictatorship under military, which you cannot do because people are always going to rebel at that, the idea was developed by Adam Weishaupt to create enough violence and create enough chaos and enough shit to frighten the world so that the entire world of mankind would one day come to the conclusion that there's too much bloodshed, too much crime, and there's just no possible way for the human race to exist unless we come together and pool our resources and all of us accept one government and one order, and we will all live together in peaceful, happy, under one family, and nothing can be further from the truth.
Yeah, that's how it got started, the Illuminati, and that clip was right. I mean, it's farther from the truth than you could ever imagine, and this thing that we're being lured into as a nation is common, collective, one world government, one world religion, one world everything, one thought, can't have another thought, got to learn how to disagree better. You can't possess any individual anything. And that's really, truly where it's going. And it's the biggest lie of all. It doesn't create peace. It's not about shoring up some love. Not about that. It's about globalism. Communism is really what it's about. And those clips. It's hard. It's hard to, I digest that. I get it. But because no one will play it, I have to play it. So our guest, of course, is Mel Madison, and super happy about that because we love Mel over here at the show. And MelMadison.com, MattisonMatison.com, MelMadison.com, and of course the book Quaz. And I always love your visits, Mel, because you always bring something rather fresh and interesting and thought-provoking, and I really like that about you. So we just love you.
I appreciate it. Thank
yeah,
you.
You bet. You want to talk about a bill introduced last week. Please.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Yes.
Yes. I know it's not as important as the fact that it's going to get hot this summer.
It's going to get really hot because it's summer.
I think those are more important stories to let people know that, they might need to turn on the air conditioner in a couple months. But yeah. This is one of those things that, it doesn't get the airplay, and it just goes in. To the congressional record, a bill gets put out, but it's a very, very important bill. It's called the Loomis-Gillibrand Payment Stablecoin Act. And let me break that down a little bit, because I know not everybody is into cryptocurrencies and things, but I'm going to relate this to how it essentially is a backdoor central bank digital currency bill.
Mm-hmm.
But so for those not familiar, there's generally kind of three types of cryptocurrencies. I'll call them cryptos. There's Bitcoin. It's something that we've talked about before. It was kind of created by who we don't know to act like a digital gold.
Some Japanese guy with some infamous weird name.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean, it's so ridiculous that they even made it anonymous. I mean, they couldn't even proffer up somebody like a Zuckerberg, who's the front of Facebook. But go ahead.
Exactly. Satoshi Nakamoto, who's who it goes by, but nobody knows who
Naki
it is.
Who?
The second one is, you know, there's coins that sometimes, like exchanges or people will issue, like FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried did. And then the third type of coins that are out there are what's called stable coins. Mm-hmm. And they're essentially a way that their big innovation is that they allow people to send money without having to go through a bank, without mm-hmm. having to pay fees. And what they do is you put, let's say you put $100 into a stable coin. The stablecoin company who oversees this takes that $100 and puts it into a short-term U.S. government bond, a T-bill, like a 30-day T-bill, just like a money market fund, basically. And you get like 4 or 5% interest, mm-hmm. and the company makes a little bit of that interest. They take maybe 0.5%, and you get 4.5%. And then what it allows you to do, it allows you to send money anywhere. So, you know, if businesses take these stable coins,
Is it like wiring something?
Yeah, it's like wiring money, but it's instantaneous. It's free. You can lock out people like Visa and MasterCard. So people can take these stable coins on their businesses and they don't have to pay 2.5%. And everything is handled through private companies. So there's nothing on its face that's really diabolical about these things. They're not being taking the money and investing them into, you know, Iranian arms deals or something. They're going into U.S. government bonds. Okay. But what is subversive about them is that they're a way for Americans to kind of hold their money and send their money without it being in a bank, without it being under control and auspices of the Federal Reserve, without it being under the strict regulation and control that comes with being a bank. And so, Senators Gillibrand and Loomis, so a Democrat and a Republican. Loomis is a Republican from Wyoming, Gillibrand a Democrat from New York. They introduced this bill. And when you look at the bill a little bit closely, you see what it's all about. They literally state in the press release that this bill is critical to maintaining U.S. dollar dominance. They talk about it is going to guarantee that the Federal Reserve retains its role as the guardian of money creation. And so what it is it just shows these stable coins, which are essentially a private sector solution to sending money and holding money that's outside of the banking cartel, are a real threat to these people. And so their solution is not to ban them, but it's to make all these stablecoin issuers hold all of their assets in essentially banks, depository institutions is the term used, and then be under the auspices of the Federal Reserve and take away this private sector solution and incorporate it into the Federal Reserve banking system.
Uncle Well, that Milty? Makes me feel better.
I love absolute control.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Nice when our government's at the helm, too. Yeah. It makes me feel like soft and... You know,
and everybody buttery. Loves the Fed.
Well, I mean, who doesn't? And so it's nice to know that they want to take absolute control over stablecoin too.
And it said what no it shows ever. Really. Oh, go ahead. I'm
no,
sorry.
Just said no one ever. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, this is like the danger to it. This is really why I brought it up is because it brings them out from behind the curtain because. What people have to realize, we've talked about this in other shows, I won't get into the details, but when you're forced to put your money into a bank, what you're really doing is you're then allowing that bank to turn around, to loan it, to do right. fractional reserve banking, to essentially do backdoor money printing. The private sector, the Federal Reserve prints money, but banks also print money. When they take in $100, then they loan you $100, and then that person loans it to another person. It's called fractional reserve banking, and it's a money multiplier effect. It's how we get more money into the system. And then the other thing that it does is that all of this comes under the Federal Reserve, where they have what they call reserve requirements, where you have to deposit the money with the Federal Reserve, where everything is in this, you know, international cabal-like system underneath the auspices of the Federal Reserve. And what stablecoins are is they're just using technology to create a private sector solution that does an end run around that. And, you know, theoretically, constitutionally, there's nothing in the Constitution that I read that said people can't come up with innovative payment systems, right?
That aren't controlled.
Exactly. And they're like I said, they're using U.S. Treasury bonds as the backing for this. They're using the dollar. So what they're really subverting is they're subverting the banks. They're taking away the bank monopoly on holding people's deposits, on paying out interest, and on complete control over using that money for fractional reserve banking and inflationary policies and all the rest. So beyond the fact that you're now going to have banks able to see these transactions and more clearly and enter into what they call programmability around money. Somebody could come out with the law, well, we don't want you to buy so much fossil fuels or so much ammunition, and, you know, we're going to freeze your stable coins now, which, you know, when they're not under the banks, they can't really do that. But what they're doing is then they're also presenting it as, well, we need to do this to protect, like, illicit activities and stuff. And the thing you have to understand is that these stable coins are not unregulated. They're just not in the banking system. They're regulated under something called money transmitter laws. And they're subject to the same things. They're subject to the Patriot Act. They're subject to know your customer rules. They'll feed you that this is for stopping terrorist financing and all that. It's all regulated under state regulators. It's just not under the Federal Reserve and in the banking cartel. And that's what this law does.
I'm so glad that you brought this to our attention. It's like the last caller we had. Everything has to be in a bill, and then they pass the bill and we lose more freedom. And this is all about cementing it, even though it has rules. This is cementing it under the control of the Federal Reserve. Uncle Milty.
Wow. Is there anything, Mel, on the horizon about making bartering come under the control of the Fed too?
God. Oh, I'm sure there is, and I'm sure they're going to want to find a way to tax it, because they're going to say, well, you didn't barter fairly, and you know, you didn't get a good deal, so somebody made a profit. They do not want one transaction, one bit of commerce. They do not want any individual liberty, and the core of individual liberty is commerce, is freedom to own private property, to enter into transactions. I mean, there's two fundamental, I would say, expressions of freedom. And one is speech, and the other is and by speech, I would include religion and your belief system and your thought. And then the other is commerce and transactions. And they cannot allow freedom of speech. They cannot allow freedom of transactions. And, you know, it is part and parcel of the tyranny. And this bill, which, you know, I did look into the senators behind it and found some interesting things. But it's one of these bills that comes out as bipartisan, and there's even with some scuttlebutt I was hearing. I guess there's some sort of bill to fund the FAA, the Federal Aviation Agency, or something, where if it doesn't get funding, they're going to have to shut down all the airports. And they're talking about attaching it to that bill. So, you know, nobody's going to talk about it in the mainstream media. They're going to talk about how it's going to be a hot summer. And then, you know, this bill is going to get pinged on to some, you know, innocuous thing, like we need to fund the FAA for the next 12 months. And then, boom, there goes, you know, the control, you know, or there goes the control right into their hands, just like they've been moving Bitcoin into the financial system and putting it into ETFs.
We're going to come right back. More with Mel. Uncle Milton.
As of today, all 50 states, bartering is legal.
Wow, it hasn't come under that yet. Wait for the bill. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
The John Birch Society has been working tirelessly since 1958 to preserve freedom, safeguard the Constitution, and restore our God-given rights. We continually educate voters and lead the freedom movement. Join us as we work against a tyrannical one-world government. United as one, we can defeat this conspiracy against a free America. JBS founder Robert Welch said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to jbs.org and join us in restoring this great nation.
This is the Kate Daly Show. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show, at your service. We've got Uncle Milty on board. We have fully on board. We have fully on board, completely here. We also have the great Mel Madison with us too, and that's always a treat because he always has some great info every single week. I love Mel Madison.
I have a question though.
Okay.
How did he earn the title great so fast? It took me 8 years.
I put up with Uncle Mel, do you know? I'm just kidding.
I always get a kick about that one. I point that one out to my wife after the episodes.
I bet you should actually use it for some cred. Look at what the show calls me. I mean, come on. No, I love it. The book is Quoz, Quoz. Get the book, amazing book. And then also MelMadison.com. You're working on. We'll get to great at some point, Uncle Milty. So he used to say that too with Chris Ann Hall whenever she would come on, and then I'd be like, and then there's Uncle Milty. You know, just teasing. Birch Gold, make sure and text 989898. Get things solidified. They're playing so many games right now. And if this isn't telling you something about this bill that Mel's bringing up, this very quiet bill that he's bringing up that's going to urge its way through, and I'll bet you it goes through, is Fed control over stablecoin. They're setting up all the train tracks. They're doing all these things across the nation to throw us into digital currency so they can use some sort of emergency, I feel like, is what they're going to do. To do it, is everything solidified for you? If it's not, if you don't have your IRAs and your 401ks and your savings all backed by physical gold and silver, please, for free information, totally free to do, just takes a second, text 989898 and text my name Kate, and they're going to give you some information on this. Okay, you need to learn more. At least make a decision based on some solid information. Okay, Mel, you kind of did a deep dive on Kristen. She's a horrid senator. You've got Kristen, and then you've got Loomis from Wyoming.
Yeah, definitely. And just to echo what you just said before I get to her is, I mean, I do think at the end of the day, there's not any bit of difference really if this law were to pass between using a common stablecoin today and a central bank digital currency, right? And so that's another thing is like they know the people don't want the central bank digital currency. And if it's under the Fed, if it has to go through the banking system, if it's going to go on all the same technology, the same wires, the same rails, the same infrastructure, if it's going to be under, you know, FDIC in case there's needs to be a shutdown of one of these things. I mean, really, what difference is there? It's a central bank digital currency by any other name. So just wanted to point that out.
But thank you.
Kirsten Gillibrand, we were talking at the break about how they really think hard about how to present this to the people. And they picked two women, you know, one of them from Wyoming, a Republican, very kind of matronly looking. Then you have Kirsten Gillibrand, a lawyer from New York. And you look into a little bit of their background, and at first you might think, why do they have a Wyoming and a Democrat from New York? What's the connection? So the first connection is that people may not realize it, but Wyoming and New York both have one big thing in common. They're both actually very big banking states. Wyoming has very business-friendly banking and trust laws, and a lot of people use the state charter laws in Wyoming to set up banks and trusts, just like New York has a lot
Great
of banks.
Point.
So as a percentage of the economy in Wyoming, you might not think financial services is a big percentage, but it actually is. So we know who butters both of these people's breads, who funds their campaigns. And you look at Gillibrand, and she's such a creature of
Jekyll Island.
The swamp, basically.
She's a creature of Jekyll Island. Oh,
She's a creature of the swamp. She's an attorney. Mm-hmm. Then she goes to work in private practice, works for these shady lawyers that represent people like Harvey Weinstein and Theranos, the defunct startup. And even the way she was, brought up, I don't know the details. So I'm not going to talk about someone's family. But it is interesting when your parents are both lawyers, when your father is a lobbyist. I mean, you think about those connections that start from the time you're in the crib. Of understanding the way the sausage is made in D.C., how things happen.
And a 13% Freedom Index score. I always go to Freedom Index score by the New American because it's the most honest score. The other think tanks aren't as honest, but Freedom Index score actually is pretty honest. 13% of the time she votes for the Constitution. 13% of the time. Could you get a lower score? It's amazing, isn't it? And we'll talk about Loomis when we come back, too. I want to talk about a lot of things. When we come back, be right back with Mel Madison and Uncle Milty.
Hey, America. How tired are you of mainstream corporate media's biased narratives and manipulated news? Their dishonesty and attempts to influence this generation have been exposed, put on display for anyone who's even half paying attention. But the New American Magazine has been an honest source of news and commentary for over 50 years. This is your opportunity to receive the stalwart of principled journalism at a deep discount. Picture a beautifully published magazine arriving at your doorstep twice a month, packed with insightful stories written with integrity. It's also available digitally on the New American's mobile app. Get up to speed with intelligent coverage from a freedom perspective. Right now, for a limited time, the New American is available to radio listeners at a 25% discount on a new subscription. Visit thenewamerican.com/radio25 and receive 25% off. Subscribe today at thenewamerican.com/radio25.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
One, two, three.
Yes, I'm back. KateDalyRadio.com, KateDalyRadio.com with the great Uncle Milty. Even though he teased me about eating animal crackers early on when he first got here and made fat jokes. It's okay.
I made no fat jokes.
Kind of, but whatever. I'm overlooking it. The only reason I had animal cookies is because I actually have them for my grandkids and I didn't have anything else to grab as I was leaving the house and I grabbed those. So I grabbed a bag of them.
Yeah. And it's a main rule of radio. You have to have snacks.
You gotta. So I'm eating animal, not really crackers. They're more like cookies today. I know. Terrible diet choice, but whatever. I could care less. And so anyway, we have Mel Madison joining us and the book Quaz. I love this because he's bringing to us a bill that hasn't been talked about. We haven't talked about it on the show. And I love that he's pointing this out, that the Fed wants to, if you're just joining us, the Fed wants to co-op and control stablecoin. And they already have rules. They already have things they have to go by. But this is like a co-opting of control. Right, Mel? I mean, I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah, exactly. It's, at the end of the day, the money is not in the banking system or under the Federal Reserve now, and right. This bill moves the money into the banking system and the Federal Reserve, which they are pathetic. Terrified of. They're scared to death of it, and anything that threatens their monopoly and control over money has to be immediately taken care of.
Wow. Kirsten is really. Did you want to mention that about her schooling?
Oh, I mean, these are just some things. I haven't spent hours and hours researching these people, but you just see these little bits and pieces that just make you scratch your head.
Gillibrand, senator from New York. Gillibrand is who we're talking about. Gillibrand. Senator from New York, if you're just joining us. Go ahead.
And I mentioned how, you know, she's an attorney, kind of suspect law firm. Her father and mother were attorneys. Her father was a lobbyist. And, you know, while she was at Dartmouth, she majored in Asian studies and did part of her 4 years in Beijing. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just, you know, bringing this about, like, you have to think about some of the deep relationships that get formed when you're a young person. And if your father's a lobbyist and you study in Beijing and you do these things, you know, you have to think the connections and why would like she be a person that be okay, this is someone we want on this bill. And I kind of took a look as well at Loomis, the senator from Wyoming, to see what I could find on her, and there were some interesting tidbits there as well.
Okay, talk about those, because here you have Gillibrand, who is a junior Hillary, okay, more attractive than Hillary, same clause. And then you have, and she has a 13% freedom index score, okay, at the New American, which is the best scoring system I've seen. So 13% Constitution score. That means that only 13% of the time she's actually voting for the Constitution, yet she's been in since 2007. Amazing. Kirsten, little Kirsten, and really raised up by two parents into this field so that, and also her, I should have played my China girl by Bowie. So my little China girl, then you've got Loomis who is got a better score. She's between 80 and 88%. So I always think they put these two to kind of sell it. I think they're using Loomis to kind of sell it because she's less popular than the horrid Gillibrand. But she's from Wyoming, right? And you said these are two bankings. These are two heavy financial states, okay? So what is it about Loomis?
Exactly. And she is like a Hillary Clinton of the Gen X or whatever. Mm-hmm. She was put in there
Gillibrand
as a replacement. Yeah, Gillibrand for Hillary.
Brand,
when
sorry.
Hillary went to become the Secretary of State under Obama. So she didn't get her seat in the Senate by, you know, getting elected. She was placed there.
She was installed. That's another point to make, too. Stalled. Sorry. She was installed. And this is what they do. This is why I mentioned my own congresswoman was installed, too. They install them and the person leaves so that they can install. Then they do endorsements to hide election fraud. So everyone always thinks the endorsements is what got them in. And this heavy incumbency got them in. But really, it's a way to hide election fraud. Okay, sorry. I just had to just make that note really quick. But go ahead on Loomis. Sorry.
Okay, exactly. And so Loomis, she's someone that tends to just have her fingerprints on a lot of some of these banking financial services issues. She is known as the Congress's crypto queen. She's been heavily involved for a long time in Bitcoin. And her husband, her late husband, was a Democrat, Wyoming state senator. And you know, she's a lawyer and been involved in politics. And you look at, you know, what is her reported net worth in 2007? It was 20 to 75 million. And you think, how do these people that are state senators and, you know, attorneys in Wyoming, not that people can't make money being an attorney in Wyoming, but these are phenomenal amounts of
you don't
of
make
net
that
worth.
Much in Wyoming as an attorney. Sorry. There's just not the cases that you would make that much. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's
was Milty going to say something?
Yeah,
there?
Milty.
Well, she did come from a ranching family, historical ranching family in Wyoming, which probably built up quite a bit of generational wealth. But she's also on the on the Commerce Committee and the Banking Committee.
Yes, Gillibrand is not on the Banking Committee, but she is. That's interesting. Loomis is.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's not surprising to have someone from New York, because if you're from New York, you know, that's where the big banks, you know, that is the banking center of the globe. So, you know, even if she's not on the banking committee, you know, she's got those ties into the JP Morgans and the Goldman Sachs's and the Bank of America's of the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the point with this, with taking a look at her, is she might have voted for the Constitution 88% of the time. Lot of the time, a lot of the times, you know, things that are pro-business, pro-capitalism are also, you know, in line with the Constitution. Mm-hmm. But what you often see in Congress is you can kind of see people's true colors when you start getting into areas that are pro-business but not really pro-Constitution. Where do they diverge? What are those divergent bills? And to me, this is one of those divergent bills where you have an independent payment system that's set up, that's functional, that is regulated, but it's not under the control of the banks and the Federal Reserve. And now this bill has to insert this alternative banking system. It's really an alternative banking system that's sprouted up organically, has to be smashed into the Federal Reserve cartel organization.
One thing about these people too, when we're talking Constitution scores, we're always talking about the bills they're voting on, but not necessarily what they're doing about restoring any liberty. So there's never any scoring on what did the person do. They talk a lot of talk, and I know a lot of people like this, even in my own state. They talk, or senators even, they talk a lot of talk. talk, but they don't actually do anything proactive. Has anyone done a bill against omnibus? No. They don't do anything proactive. It's always what they're voting on other people's bills, but not what they're actually doing themselves. And I think that's sad that we don't have a score to reflect that, because they don't do anything. Milty?
You know, even though Gillibrand's lifetime score is only 13%, in the last two Congresses, it's 0%. 0% constitutional votes for the 17th and 18th.
Yeah, it's 13 lifetime, but zero.
Zero for the last two Congresses.
Yeah, I don't know if you can get more pathetic than that. That's pretty pathetic. But this is a state that feels it's important to realign your cheese packaging. They don't want extra packaging on cheese sold. So this is the state that it scares me. New York actually scares me because they are so atrocious. They should actually be in another country, the whole state of New York. It's not reflective of anything based on principles in America whatsoever. I've never found New York to be anything reflective of that. Seems like everyone that's there has a horrifying score, like mini Hillary's, like Gillibrand is. We're going to come right back a little bit more with Mel when we come back. And scary stuff, Mel. I mean, we don't realize how this is working out for us with these bills. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
If Americans want to remain a free and sovereign nation, more people need to understand the principles and values that built America. At the John Birch Society, we have the organization, the plan, and the resources to